Welcome to the Integration Podcast, your guide to enterprise integration.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Integration Podcast. Today, I would actually share a little about some of the things that we have been working on with our testing tool for SAP PI, PO, and now cloud integration, because I think it's pretty important and have an impact in other areas. And it's pretty interesting regarding integration, what you need to do there. So one of the visions when creating this tool called IoT integration regression tool was that we wanted to create a tool that would make it a lot easier for developers to figure out what they're doing, test it correctly, and then release the correct versions of what was going on. This is actually what has taken so far before we have been able to do. So with this release 2.2 we just released, there's three main things in that is pretty cool. So the first one is cloud integration. And I think that's one of the actually cool things that's happening. SAP has been promoting HANA Cloud Integration, SAP Cloud Integration, which basically is the same, just the name change. And I think primarily it's called Cloud Integration. And obviously we have covered it quite a lot here in the podcast. So it is one of the hot things that's going on. And we're working on finding a good solution on how we could test these things, because right now the only way you can test it is to send a message into the iFlow and then validate it works and everything like that. And that can sometimes be a little challenging, figure out how to do that and what you need to do before it really works. So we wanted to make a solution that made it a lot easier for users to test these things, do regression testing on and stuff like that. And we had worked on different solutions, like we wanted to insert a Groovy script where you wanted to record messages and then record on some period of time, stuff like that. But it wasn't really optimal, and it contained a lot of extra work for the developers, made it a lot more difficult to do these changes. A couple of weeks ago, I saw a post that with the new release, you would be able to do tracing of messages. And if you set an iFlow into trace mode, you would be able to see the message at all the different phases of the project. So it's of the flow. So you could actually just go in and pick out these faces and compare them and figure out was this done correctly or not. So we added that functionality, and it seemed like it was working. We were getting some interesting responses, and we could see this would actually be a non-invasive way of testing our solution. So we worked hard to find an approach for it. I think the only thing that was not exposed in the API was the switch part. But downloading data and downloading the trace message was in the public OData API, which we are accessing for finding messages. So that was pretty cool. We could find these things, monitor them. And for HTTP traffic, we got all the information that we needed to actually restart the process again. So we could recreate the same request that you used, use the login credentials that we have, and then we could actually resend the message. That means that we would be able to test the iFlow without doing any modifications in it, just like we're doing with your PI flows. So that was one of the pretty cool things that we were able to add with this. For the SOAP adapter, it also seems like we're able to fetch a lot of this information and recreate so we need to fetch more information before we can find the URL you want to reach with this. So that should be doable in the near future. But then we also got some iFlows that start, for instance, with scheduled step. Those are a little more difficult to monitor and figure out how they work. And some of the other adapters that we cannot just invoke messages into, like SFTP or mail or something like that. So for those, we probably need to figure out how we can copy the iFlow, create a new copy version of the iFlow, insert another adapter into it, and then start the iFlow from that point. So that is some of the things that we're working on to make this better. We also know that there's a lot of different steps in it, and we want to make sure that we are testing the right steps for you. So we'll figure out how to do those things. And then maybe at some point in time, we will also be able to inject payloads after a lookup or something like that. So let's see. That would be, yeah, at a later phase when we get a bit more clear on these things. So that was a little about our cloud integration testing, which was pretty cool. Then another thing we have added is our change tracking tool. So previously, you had been able to see who made which changes to which iFlows, communication channels and stuff like that. And with the versioning, you could go in and pretty easy see what the difference was. Normally, if you have two versions of a communication channel, you need to go through each version and figure out what are the difference between them. And that can be a little difficult finding that data and validated. So that was what we have been working on, finding a solution that allowed us to do also for so at that point for directory content and an iFlow, which is not really a directory content. And then also we wanted to do the same thing for the repository, because in the repository you got the message mapping, and in there you got quite a lot of different versions, and it can be difficult to figure out what objects you have actually transported or made changes to for dealing with a certain request. So with this new functionality, we would go in, we would schedule a job, and it will then download all the content on the different systems. And you can then say, okay, who did which change on which object at this period of time? And then say you have changed the message mapping. Then we can then calculate based on the links that exist, which operation mappings, which iFlows has been changed. And then at some point in time, we would also be able to say, if these have been changed, you probably want to test all of them to ensure they run as they do. And that is something that, yeah, you would need to yeah, so there's still some things we need to add for this to work smoothly, but at least we now have a way of monitoring these things and seeing how they all perform. Then the other thing we added was we got some requests for testing with an existing HP UFT or IBM Rational system where user actually already had a lot of scripts in place, and they wanted a good way of testing these without affecting all these other things they were doing. So they just wanted to say, okay, we're sending these messages, we just want to compare deep in the PI, are there any changes in the messages being created and mapped in them when we are running these tests. So we did that, we implemented that, now we're working on creating the HP script that allows users to validate these things. So yeah, that was some of the things that we have done. I think in the near future, actually, I think next release, we will also have my old support tool. So I created a tool that looks at all the exceptions you have. Then you can use an XPath and define what are the expressions that you have and how to deal with these expressions or exceptions. So if you're getting an exception from a communication channel with these things, you can go in and say, I know this fails and I have a reason for it and I'm actually trying to fix it, or just cancel the message because it's an unimportant event. So with this, you just build up a full list of all your exceptions with XPath in, and it'll be able to find the correct one. And you can then execute all of these, or whenever you get an error, find the correct one, notify the responsible party involved in this. So it adds some more tracing of what's going on. And this is also a part of this DevOps mentality about figuring out, be a bit more proactive about the alerts that's going on and dealing with those. And then obviously it ties into we need to find a way. We would tie this to the change tracking tool and to document that you have done tests. So whenever you occur an error, you want to fix it, you can use the change tracking tool to notify what are the different objects you have used, do a test on it, and then you'll be able to see what was actually changed. And you have a documented proof that you can see what was going on here. Since it's cloud integration, right now our client is one you download, but it would obviously make sense to do a cloud version of that. So that's one of the things that we're considering making. So you could do all your cloud testing on that instance. And actually our full framework is built up on that. So I guess it's just about getting some time to deploy a cloud application, figuring out how to run it in production and stuff like that. So right now, whenever you need to do testing on your PI system, you need to do a test, or you need to install all modules and wait for messages to be processed on it. We'd like to get less invasive tests. So if you have set up logging and in your system already, we wanted to be able to fetch out these payloads and use them in our testing tool. So instead of you having to log new messages, it will be able to go into older messages. Well, I guess all of these two things, the cloud version, this one, and then the next one, is in backlog. So let's see when we get time to develop then. And then the next one is, because we got this link of all the different objects, it would be interesting to give you like a score for each iFlow about how much testing should be done, and try to prioritize which of them should be done mostly, or where you want to do most of the testing on. So that's one of my goals, to make a test assessment tool that you would actually get. So if you're doing an upgrade, you know, okay, I probably need to do testing of these 50% of my interfaces. Not sure quite how we will get that one to work, but let's see. But at least it can give you a score about the complexity of each of them. And then I guess you can order them and figure out how do we do this most optimally. So that was a little about those things that we are planning to add. And the whole goal of this is obviously been a lot of features, but our goal is to make it easier for PI developers to do development, do the transports that is required, and then also get a better tracing of who does what when, so people can actually see what's going on and a bit more transparent about the changes happening. So that's a little of why we're doing this. So I do hope you enjoyed this episode of the Integration Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform, subscribe on LinkedIn, and get some of these updates. So thanks for hearing or listening, I guess. And I'm really looking forward to some of the next session, where we get some experts to share some of their ideas about what's going on.